You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, I'm Abigail, and I'm an ADHD coach who works with adults, college students, and couples affected by ADHD. Aside from this podcast, I'm the author of the book Forget Perfect, How to Succeed in Your Profession and Personal Life, Even if You Have ADHD. I bring this up, the book that is, because that is my approach to this podcast, Forget Perfect. My goal is to provide you with information and suggestions to help you have a better life. But the information is of no help to you unless I get it to you. So bear with me on any mistakes, do-overs, or sound issues. I'm not going for perfect. I am going for getting this information out to you in a timely manner. Today, I'm going to talk about ADHD and addiction. Those affected by ADHD have a higher likelihood of addiction than those not affected by ADHD. Addictions could include alcohol, smoking, drugs, gambling, the internet, food, sex, and shopping, to name some of the most obvious ones. A reason why someone affected by ADHD start addictive behaviors is that it is self-medication, something that at some level soothes them and their symptoms, or so they think. For example, many of my clients struggle with alcohol issues. Some are alcoholics, and others are simply drinking to an extent that is having a negative impact on their life and the lives around them. The continuum of substance abuse, from Wendy Richardson's book, When Too Much Isn't Enough, breaks usage into five groups. First, there's abstinence, and that's when you abstain from any use, which is a choice. Then there's experimentation, trying out alcohol or drugs once or twice to see how they affect you. Then there's social and recreational, using drinks or drugs at social occasions with other people. The purpose is not to get drunk or high, but rather to be social or celebrate. Then there's overindulging and abuse, and that is not just social use, but attempting to alter feelings, forget pain, or feel better. People with untreated ADHD are at a higher risk than those who are under treatment. Then finally, there's addiction. Loss of control and cannot stop using despite the negative consequences to one's life. Those five areas or stages in the continuum of addiction is adapted from the pages 36 to 38 from Wendy Richardson's book, When Too Much Isn't Enough. The problem with being affected by ADHD is that we tend to have poor impulse control that can cause us to act before thinking about the implications of our actions. We have trouble regulating ourselves. For example, if you are worried about your alcohol consumption and/or others are saying you should worry, don't make it easy to obtain the alcohol. In other words, don't just automatically keep your home stocked with alcohol. Make it so that you have to go out and get it if you feel like it. It increases the likelihood that you can ride through the impulse until it leaves you. Some of us start drinking simply out of boredom. Make it harder to allow that to happen. This is true with any addiction. Don't make it easily available to you. If you are addicted to shopping, give yourself a strict budget for spending or a rule such as that you can't buy over the internet. Insist that you must go to the store and pay in cash. Make it more difficult and inconvenient to indulge yourself of that quick purchase and immediate high. Be aware if you are starting or are already planning your life around attaining your addiction. Is your mind always on how and when you will get your next fix? Do you start thinking ahead about the next opportunity to partake in your addiction? Are you giving up on other things that you enjoy just so that you can have your drink or whatever the addiction is? Are things that need to happen not happening because you are consumed by your addiction? If you do find that your drinking or whatever your addiction is having negative consequences in your life, get help immediately. The longer you wait, the more entrenched the behavior will become. Things like drinking can be a way of self-medicating of ADHD symptoms. Unfortunately, it is not a sustainable or productive way to manage ADHD symptoms and has too many downsides. Instead, seek support for your ADHD symptoms and other issues that you may be having. Alcohol, drugs, gambling, etc. may give you temporary relief from your situation, but they are not sustainable without negative consequences. Further, you are not working on solving the underlying problem, you are just masking it temporarily. Also, remember that you are not alone in your life. Your actions affect others and your relationship with others. For example, I had a client who smoked pot a lot. He said it helped him with the management of his ADHD. All I know is when he came to our coaching session stoned, it was a wasted session because nothing from that session would carry over into the next session a week or two later. He was wasting his money coming to our sessions altered. The focus and commitment needed to make progress from session to session was lost. His lack of sobriety caused us to waste our time and his money. Check in with yourself. Are you involved in destructive behaviors? They may even be behaviors that are benign on the surface and in moderation not destructive. But if the behaviors are hurting you and or others in the long run, you need to look into it. You need to get some support. This involves being really honest with yourself. If you are concerned about any sort of addiction, you might want to check out Wendy Richardson's book, When Too Much Isn't Enough, Ending the Destructive Cycle of ADHD and Addictive Behavior. Again, that's Wendy Richardson, and the book is called When Too Much Isn't Enough, Ending the Destructive Cycle of ADHD and Addictive Behavior. The book was written in 2005, but I believe the message is still timely and can be helpful to when you are either concerned about addiction or in the throes of addictions. Please, if you think you might have a problem with addiction or others are saying you do, take it seriously. Get some help. Find someone to talk to about it. Richardson's book has an appendix on where to get help, or simply go online to find organizations that help with whatever your addiction is. Don't wait. Act now. That is it for today. For more information about Abigail Worf Coaching, please go to www.abigailworf.com. There you can find many free resources and information about ADHD coaching. If you wish, you can opt in and start receiving my newsletter that covers topics related to ADHD and productivity. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailworf.com.